CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The Pentagon says 9 American servicemen have been killed so far in Panama. 39 others are wounded, and one man is missing. At a briefing this morning, Defense Secretary Dick Cheney issued a progress report on the U.S. military offensive to depose General Manuel Noriega, who's gone into hiding.
The operation continues. We hope to wrap up General Noriega in the near future, but we are very confident at this point that we've achieved the bulk of our objectives in terms of supporting the restoration of a democratic government. We'll work with them to provide whatever security they need.
Just before the operation got underway, Guillermo Endara took the oath of office as Panama's president. He was the apparent winner of the May election that Noriega later declared null and void. President Bush explained the operation in a speech to the nation this morning. Rob Armstrong reports.
President Bush said he sent in the troops to protect American lives, preserve the integrity of the canal, and restore democracy. The first step toward that end came about an hour before the U.S. operation began with the swearing-in of Guillermo Endara as the new president of Panama.
The United States today recognizes the democratically elected government of President Endara. I will send our ambassador back to Panama immediately. Key military objectives have been achieved.
But one big military objective remains elusive. General Manuel Noriega has gone into hiding. The White House and the Pentagon say the operation continues, and so does the search for yesterday's dictator, who the Pentagon is now calling a fugitive. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, the White House.
At one point this morning, Noriega supporters claimed to be holding as many as 41 American hostages. Lindsey Grusin, a reporter for the New York Times, was among a group of U.S. citizens who were held briefly by a unit loyal to Noriega.
The commander of the unit came in and said, "We are going to turn you free. We do not want to do the same thing to you that you are doing to us. It would be a crime to kill you."
The Bush administration says it has no firm figures on casualties to the Panamanian Defense Forces or to civilians, but Dr. Egberto Sanciola, a health official in Panama City, estimates that there are 50 dead and many more wounded.
We are very worried. We are asking for human solidarity. We would ask President Bush to stop the bombing.
The president's decision gets generally good reviews from members of Congress, New York Republican Senator Alphonse D'Amato.
There was no way we could not respond as we did, given the circumstances, given the killing of an unarmed military personnel and the further harassment.
As part of the operation, the U.S.-administered Panama Canal is closed for the first time in its 75-year history. The Commerce Department says third-quarter gross national product growth was stronger than expected. That's up 0.3%. At 3 past the hour, this is CBS News.
Hello. It seems that you've all seen, heard, the darkometer demonstrations showing that decaffeinated Folgers crystals is darker than the leading instant decaffeinated. Anyway, my boss says you still haven't all switched. So I had the research type guys put together Darkometer 3. Like Darkometer 1 and 2, it detects differences in shades of brown. But this baby has a laser and will vaporize any brown object not as dark as decaffeinated Folgers crystals. Like, for example, this lightish brown briefcase. See what I mean? Now, we'll make a cup of mountain-grown decaffeinated Folgers crystals and a cup of the leading decaffeinated instant using equal amounts of coffee. First, we'll give Darkometer 3 the Folgers, and now the other brand. Yeah. Of course, as I said before, looks are one thing and taste is another, but you can verify that at home. Hey, my boss.
Have you seen my briefcase?
No. Briefcase? I don't think...
Decaffeinated Folgers crystals. So dark and rich. Shouldn't you switch?
Overseas, there's strong support for the U.S. action in Panama from British Prime Minister Thatcher, but correspondent Bill McLaughlin in Moscow says there's been condemnation from the Kremlin.
After several hours of simply reporting the facts, the Soviet TASS news agency produced an unidentified government spokesman who denounced the U.S. military action, saying it violated the U.N. Charter and should stop immediately. That's viewed as something the Soviet Union has had to do. After all, Noriega's a close ally of Fidel Castro, and the Soviet Union has to give at least lip service to that alliance. But Soviet sources say they know what kind of man Noriega is, and they're not going to lose any sleep over him. What the Soviets hope for and want is for all of this to go away as quickly as possible.
Mikhail Gorbachev was among the leaders President Bush informed of his decision during the night. Again, the Pentagon says 9 Americans have been killed in the fighting that continues in Panama in the effort to remove General Manuel Noriega from power. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Panama Update, I'm Mitchell Krause. Official organized resistance has ended in Panama. That from the Pentagon. But Joint Chiefs Chairman General Colin Powell said there were American casualties.
9 Americans were killed in action.
39 Americans were wounded in action. One American is missing.
Also at the Pentagon briefing, Defense Secretary Dick Cheney said the American forces, numbering more than 20,000, encountered a stubborn band of Noriega supporters.
They resisted. We expected them to resist. They were a number of them quite loyal to General Noriega. They demonstrated that during the coup of 3 October. And so we were prepared for that and went down in sufficient force.
CBS News reporter Juan Vasquez has the latest in Panama City.
Spokesman for the PDF, Major Edgardo Lopez Grimaldo, has acknowledged on Panamanian radio for the first time that the Panamanian Defense Forces headquarters was destroyed. That's where General Noriega has one of his offices. Major Lopez Grimaldo called it a criminal act. Some pro-Noriega radio stations are still on the air. They are referring to what is going on in Panama City and in the country as a whole, as a massacre, as genocide, as an attack not only on Panama but on all of Latin America. The tone tends to be quite hysterical. And at one point, the leader of the so-called Dignity, leader of the so-called Dignity battalions, went on the air. This was about an hour ago, and said that the Dignity battalions must continue to resist the Yankee invader.
President Bush, in his report to the nation this morning, said a democratic government is now in power in Panama, headed by Guillermo Endara, the opposition candidate recognized by international observers of the balloting as the winner of the last presidential election. The American charge d'affaires in Panama said Endara was sworn in just before the fighting began at midnight in the presence of two civilians from the Panamanian Human Rights Association, as apparently called for in the Panamanian Constitution. As for the possibility of hostages still being held, some at the Marriott Hotel and elsewhere in Panama City have been freed. There are reports that others may be held hostage elsewhere in the country, and at this moment, General Manuel Noriega remains at large. Panama Update. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.
You're never more than a few minutes away from the latest situation in Panama here on KNX 1070. Right now at 6:22, let's update business news for this Wednesday morning. Jerry Laird's at the downtown LA Pacific Stock Exchange, sponsored by Hewlett-Packard. Morning, Jerry.
Morning, Dave. The U.S. action in Panama is having little apparent effect on U.S. stock trading in Europe. Prices there are a little changed, but trading is very quiet. Analysts say the action could make U.S. investors more nervous than they have been already and could bring some early selling. But analysts say stocks may rebound as the day goes on from their broad retreat of the past two sessions. The closing of the Panama Canal should boost energy stocks, but most of the crude oil shipped across the isthmus goes by pipeline, and that has not been affected yet. U.S. Treasury issues are higher. December T-bonds are up 6/32. The U.S. dollar is higher, 1.7475 German marks. The U.S. economy was stronger than reported earlier during the third quarter. GNP growth has been revised upward to a 3% rate from 2.7%. Precious metals are steady. Morning gold fixing in London, 413.15, up 75 cents. March silver in New York up a penny at 564. January platinum up $1.60 at 513.50. From the Pacific Stock Exchange, I'm Jerry Laird, KNX 1070.
KNX News Time, 6:23, and on Osgood file number one this morning, we'll get a Charles Osgood eye view of the U.S. forces in action in Panama on KNX 1070.
I'm here in the control tower as we await this historic landing. Outside, a huge crowd has assembled, and excitement is running high.
Control to HP LaserJet 2P. Come in.
This is HP LaserJet 2P. Do you read me, Control?
Quiet and clear, 2P.
We can see the printer now.
Desk cleared to land?
Just a small corner.
No sweat, that's all I need.
Bring her down right next to the PC.
I see the lights. Coming in.
The Hewlett-Packard printer is making its approach.
Looking good, LaserJet 2P. Just like a chip off the mothership.
Almost half the price of the LaserJet Series 2 and just as handsome.
It's on the desk. A perfect landing. And now this sleek little printer is wasting no time printing out its first message. Let's see. The personal HP LaserJet 2P. A better way to look good for about half the price.
Looking very good, 2P.
Following the Osgood file, we'll have another live update from CBS News at 6:31 for you on the situation in Panama, the ongoing U.S. military situation in Panama. 48 degrees, skies are clear over Hollywood and most of the Southland at this hour. KNX News Time, 6:25.
The Osgood file. I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News. American troops are fighting in Panama today. President Bush sent them into action early this morning.
My fellow citizens, last night I ordered U.S. military forces to Panama. No president takes such action lightly.
More on Panama after this. Stand by.
It's Radio Shack's last-minute Christmas sale.
You can find gifts for the entire family at Radio Shack.
Like a personal telephone, regular $19.95, now only $14.88. And the VHS VCR with on-screen programming, now just $288.
Our great selection of camcorders start at $899. And a compact stereo system is regularly $179.95, now only $119.95.
That's what I call a sale.
Need more gift ideas? Choose from our value-priced cellular phone line. Or save $40 on the Illumistorm lightning display at just $79.95.
An AM-FM stereo clock radio was $49.95, now $31.88. And get two-way bass reflex speakers, now half price at $39.95 each.
Save $300 on our PC-compatible Tandy 1000HX computer. Just $399, with color monitor just $698.95.
Everything you need.
At Radio Shack.
Come to the last-minute Christmas sale at Radio Shack, your Christmas electronics store. Open late tonight. Prices good at participating stores and dealers.
American troops are fighting in Panama this morning. Their objective, to replace and to capture General Manuel Noriega. Panama City has been jolted by rocket and mortar fire. There have been casualties.
Tragically, some Americans have lost their lives in defense of their fellow citizens, in defense of democracy. And my heart goes out to their families. We also regret and mourn the loss of innocent Panamanians.
Panama's military headquarters is in flames and surrounded by American forces. Noriega's whereabouts are unknown.
U.S. forces, including forces deployed from the United States last night, are engaged in action in Panama. The United States intends to withdraw the forces newly deployed to Panama as quickly as possible. General Noriega is in hiding, and nevertheless, yesterday, a dictator ruled Panama. And today, constitutionally elected elected leaders govern.
For the first time in its 75-year history, the Panama Canal has been closed.
I am fully committed to implement the Panama Canal treaties and turn over the canal to Panama in the year 2000. The actions we have taken and the cooperation of a new democratic government in Panama will permit us to honor these commitments.
Noriega had ignored the results of last May's presidential elections. Today, the winners of that election have taken office, whether Noriega likes it or not.
The brave Panamanians elected by the people of Panama in the elections last May, President Guillermo Indara and Vice Presidents Calderon and Ford, have assumed the rightful leadership of their country.
A spokesman for Noriega today said that Panama did not really declare war against the United States on Friday. It merely declared that it considered itself in a state of war. To which the United States can reply that American forces are not officially engaged in war either, but in a police raid to capture a drug dealer. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Yes, I want to send my brother and his family something for Christmas. Well, I'm pretty particular when it comes to flowers. Christmas greens and a candle in a brass bowl. Well, as long as it's FTD.
When you call your FTD florist and send the season's greetings bouquet, you send a Christmas feeling that never ends.
On the card, put to the Olsons from Merlin and Susan with love.
Hi, I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News. I'll be back at 7:25 with another edition of The Osgood File. Here on KNX 1070.
KNX News Time, 6:29. Traffic reports on KNX. Around the clock, here's Bill Keene with the latest. Bill?
In Orange County, we had that earlier accident northbound on the Santa Ana Freeway at about Jeffrey. That's been cleared. But now El Toro Tom, one of our KNX tipsters, tells me there's a lot of debris in the road on the northbound San Diego south of the El Toro Y, causing quite a bit of slowing. Mike from International Bank tells me southbound 15 south of Arupa out in the area towards San Bernardino. It's actually in Ontario. We have a collision in the center divider, and that is really starting to back up the southbound 15, the DeVore Freeway. Darwin B. tells me the southbound Pasadena Freeway now clear at Stadium Way. On the San Bernardino, westbound to the southbound Golden State, we have a collision. Long Beach Freeway, northbound south of Atlantic, a collision. Eastbound Pomona Freeway, west of Phillips Ranch Road, they're still clearing an accident. Oddly enough, the big slowdown there is the Gawker's Block westbound. It's got backed up into the Chino area. And we have otherwise pretty smooth traffic this morning. According to the Caltrans computer, no major points of congestion over the freeway system right now. Our weather is going to be sunny and a little warmer today with a lot of haze. The high today 70, low tonight 50. It is 49 in Hollywood now. KNX traffic at 6:30.
Other CBS News update on the the situation in Panama. Coming right up on KNX, along with the latest news and sports from Fred Gallagher.
Lakers self-destruct in Chicago, but Clippers, Kings, Bruins, and Loyola Marymount all win. Details at 6:45.
This is Jerry Laird at the Pacific Stock Exchange. South Korea chooses McDonnell Douglas jet fighter. I'll have that in stocks at 6:50.
Once again, skies are clear all around the Southland. We are expecting them to stay that way. The general airflow that's affecting our weather is from the west, so we are not seeing that Santa Ana develop. Temperatures kind of cool as a result. Burbank clear skies and 42 degrees. 49 in Hollywood right now. Ditto the L.A. Civic Center. KNX News Time, 6:31.
Panama Update. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News. The Pentagon says so far the fighting in Panama has claimed the lives of 9 U.S. servicemen. 39 others are wounded and one man is missing. We have our first account now of the fighting from the Pentagon perspective. This comes from a pool reporter, John Bascom, who was with the U.S. military forces in Panama, and he describes the scene that he viewed.
The chargé d'affaires at the U.S. Embassy here, a man by the name of John Bushnell, says that he doesn't think any of the fighting has been large-scale, hundreds of people against hundreds of people. He said basically the element of surprise worked in the favor of the American troops. And basically all they met when they parachuted down to the ground were the guards that were on duty. There was some damage to the U.S. Embassy, a couple of rocket-propelled grenades, he thinks. Damage, but no injuries there, and some damage at a hospital next door.
CBS News has learned that U.S. officials believe General Manuel Noriega is hiding in the northern province of Chiriqui. That's where he has some followers and has been seen recently. Ideally, the administration would have liked to capture Noriega right away, but President Bush's announcement this morning fell short of that. Correspondent Rob Armstrong is at the White House. Rob, the president seemed to be declaring a partial victory.
Indeed, he was. Mr. Bush said most U.S. military objectives have been met, though he said he regrets the loss of American lives. However, as you say, the biggest military objective has not been met, and that's that General Noriega has not been apprehended. Last October, when a group of Panamanian troops tried to overthrow Noriega, President Bush was soundly criticized for not doing anything. The president's people are making it clear that the message this time is that the president indeed did something.
The reaction from Congress has been mostly positive, but Republican Senator John McCain says the Panamanian Defense Force hasn't been neutralized yet.
I don't think the operation would be completely over until Mr. Noriega is either out of Panama or is in our hands, because I think that the degree of resistance to the PDF will be directly related to that fact.
There have been apparently several incidents of American civilians taken hostage in Panama City. We have late word that two broadcast journalists have been taken hostage. John Meyerson of CBS News and Robert Campo of ABC, abducted from their hotel by five Army personnel who said that all Americans were enemies. In other incidents during the night, Americans were taken hostage and later released. Nicaragua, Noriega's ally, is calling for an emergency session of the UN Security Council to discuss the situation. And for the time being, the Panama Canal has been closed by the U.S. officials who run it. It's the first time in the 75-year history of the canal that it's been shut down. Panama Update. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News. American troops are still arriving in Panama to bolster the 20,000 U.S. soldiers who took part in a multi-pronged assault on the forces of Panama's now fugitive strongman, Manuel Noriega. Flights from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Camp Pendleton, California, are bringing additional men and equipment to help in the mopping up operations the Pentagon says are still going on. 9 Americans have been killed, and there have been greater Panamanian casualties. Pentagon correspondent David Martin, who covered General Colin Powell's briefing, says it could take a while to complete the mission.
Although mopping up can still mean a lot of heavy fighting, and it can also mean casualties. He mentioned a problem with snipers still around the Manuel Noriega's defense headquarters, and there is still apparently some fighting, which has been going on now for 8 hours at Fort Amador, where U.S. forces are trying to neutralize some of the Panamanian defense forces loyal to Noriega.
CBS News reporter Juan Vasquez in Panama City says there have been hostages taken, some released, but just recently two U.S. news people were seized.
Two of the journalists who were taken were John Meyerson of CBS News, a producer, and Robert Campo of ABC News, also a producer. There were about 5 armed men. They were in civilian clothes, but at least a couple of the people who saw them think that they might be members of the military. They did not identify themselves in any way.
Vasquez says they were taken from the Marriott Hotel in Panama City. Wyatt Andrews of the White House says the administration is concerned not only about international reaction to the operation, but how the installation of an opposition candidate, Guillermo Ndara, as president will play in Panama City.
The question, of course, today for the White House politically is how the Panamanian people in the near term will react to that kind of message. It is conceivable, of course, they'll react positively when they wake up to find a new government, but also possible there'll be some negative reaction when they learn that this came about by dint of Yankee force. The president and the White House are trying to put across the message that they have, in effect, decapitated the beast. They moved immediately to lift the economic sanctions that have been strangling the Panamanian economy, and they can only now hope that that all will add up to a package that the Panamanians and, for that matter, the world will embrace.
As for Noriega's whereabouts, there have been reports received by CBS News that he's in hiding in the northern province of the country, Chiriquí province, which is a supposed Noriega stronghold. The Pentagon said Noriega had been decapitated because his military forces had been defeated. Panama Update. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News.
Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. U.S. helicopters swarming this morning over Panama, where more than 20,000 U.S. troops are engaged in combat this morning. They began the attack 9 hours ago on orders from President Bush to capture General Manuel Noriega for trial in the United States on drug charges and to restore democracy there. The Pentagon reports 9 Americans have been killed, 39 wounded, and that one GI is missing. At least 50 Panamanians have been reported killed. Noriega loyalists claim they hold 41 hostages at this hour, among them CBS News producer John Meyerson and ABC newsman Robert Campo. So far, the operation has not succeeded because Noriega remains at large. CBS News has learned that Noriega was last seen in the northern province of Chiriquí, where he has many supporters. At 4:20 this morning Pacific time, after a virtually sleepless night, President Bush addressed the nation on his decision.
I took this action only after reaching the conclusion that every other avenue was closed and the lives of American citizens were in grave danger.
This is Rob Armstrong at the White House. It was a very somber and serious George Bush telling the American people what happened while they slept and why.
As president, I have no higher obligation than to safeguard the lives of American citizens.
Part of the speech was positive, but not all of it.
Tragically, some Americans have lost their lives in defense of their fellow citizens, in defense of democracy.
And so far, the main thrust of the action, apprehension of General Manuel Noriega, has not come to pass.
The operation is not over yet. General Noriega is in hiding.
The president said the U.S. has recognized the new government of President Guillermo Ndara, sworn in around midnight Eastern time last night, and he said he will order the economic sanctions against Panama lifted. What the politicians and statesmen will be debating in the coming days, as more detail becomes known, is whether the results were worth the cost. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, the White House.
Ndara was sworn in as president by a human rights official. He remains in hiding under U.S. protection. Correspondent Juan Vasquez reports some Noriega's headquarters was destroyed and that fighting continues in Panama City. He says the public is getting conflicting broadcast messages.
Some pro-Noriega radio stations are still on the air. They are referring to what is going on in Panama City and in the country as a whole, as a massacre, as genocide, as an attack not only on Panama, but on all of Latin America. The tone tends to be quite hysterical. Another person who has been on the air on another station is Guillermo Ndara, the president of Panama. He is telling Panamanians, stay out of the streets, stay at home, don't go to your offices, don't go to work, the schools will not be open.
The Panama Canal has been declared a war zone, and it's been closed for the first time in its 75-year history. U.S. Defense Secretary Cheney and Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell in a Pentagon briefing this morning said the U.S. forces included those based in Panama and units airlifted from U.S. bases, including elements of the 82nd Airborne Division, which parachuted in. Powell was asked if Noriega can mount guerrilla operations against U.S. forces.
It's been some years since General Mr. Noriega, the fugitive, has been seen in the jungle, living in the jungle. He's used to a different kind of lifestyle, and I'm not quite sure he would be up to being chased around the countryside by Army Rangers, Special Forces, and light infantry units at the Joint Operations Training Center.
Shortly after the U.S. attack began, PDF gunmen seized hostages at the Marriott Hotel in Panama City, including 8 Americans. After a tense 2.5 hours, they were released. New York Times correspondent Lindsay Grusin described one tense moment.
One of them pointed his AK-47 at my head and made trigger-pulling sounds. At another point, he stuck it up against my teeth and said, a lot of Panamanians have died. Don't believe for a moment I won't kill you.
After issuing orders to attack Panamanian forces, President Bush notified members of Congress and foreign leaders. Britain's Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, critical of President Reagan's Grenada invasion in 1983, was 100% supportive of Mr. Bush in Panama.
People had criticized President Bush for not acting before. He has now acted, and we should support him.
Mr. Bush also sent word to Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. While some Soviet officials are privately understanding, Jonathan Sanders reports Moscow's public response was tough and negative.
After hesitating for several hours, the Soviet Foreign Ministry denounced the U.S. military action in Panama. An official statement warned the invasion by American troops had provoked a feeling of serious concern in the Soviet Union. These actions, the Soviet Foreign Ministry statement said, are a violation of the United Nations Charter and the generally recognized rules of state relations. They should be condemned by the international community. The Soviet statement concluded, the United States must immediately stop its armed intervention in Panama. Jonathan Sanders, CBS News, Moscow.
In Congress, reaction to the Bush invasion was cautiously supportive. Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd.
If General Noriega is captured and brought back to the United States, the president will be a hero and no one will be debating this question. If he gets away and becomes a Robin Hood in his own country, we restore his reputation, which was pretty much non-existent in that nation. If American lives are lost, significant numbers, then obviously you're going to have a chorus of people claiming this was not a wise decision.
And at this hour, fighting continues. Yugoslavia's official news agency reports new fighting has broken out between Romanian troops and pro-democracy demonstrators in the Romanian city of Timișoara, that despite the reported weekend massacre of protesters there. A racial motive is now suspected in a series of package bombs, two of which went off in the south, killing a federal appeals court judge and a Savannah City councilman. Rita Braver reports.
The judge and the lawyer who were killed by the bombs, as well as another lawyer who was targeted for a bomb that was intercepted, have all been involved in recent school desegregation cases. Veteran civil rights activist Reverend Joseph Lowry points out that violence has frequently been directed against civil rights advocates.
When we look at the blaming of affirmative action and the racial movement itself for the economic crises and uncertainties, it's not too surprising that hatred and hostility and violence would break out at this level.
FBI Director William Sessions said that with all of the bombs directed at individuals or groups involved in civil rights cases, racial motivation must be considered as a motive.
You have to have that in the back of your mind, and of course we'll pursue it.
The Justice Department says that finding out who is sending the bombs is top priority. Rita Braver, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 3% from July through September. That, according to the government this morning, but analysts say it slowed dramatically during the fourth quarter. The dollar is higher in nervous trading because of Panama. Gold prices are slightly lower, the London fixing $413.15 an ounce. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is up over 4 points. Again, the morning's top story, fighting between U.S. and Panamanian forces continues. President Bush sent U.S. troops to battle in order to protect American citizens, restore democracy in Panama, and arrest General Noriega for drug trafficking. Noriega remains at large. 9 Americans have been killed, 39 wounded. 41 hostages are being held, including journalists for CBS and ABC. Checking the time, 10 past 7.